Good morning, Australia. Good afternoon, America. Welcome back. This is Radio Tony, and I'm your host, Tony Londis. Now, this is a new series of six shows with the wonderful Damien Papworth. But before I introduce you to Damien, just a reminder that if you're listening live online on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, Payo is ready to answer any of your questions and reply to you with links from anything that we discussed today. Alternatively, you can jump on radiotony.com where you'll find all the information and the links to our guests today. A reminder that replays are available on Binge TV USA and on the Tony TV app, available on all LG, Roku and Samsung smart TVs worldwide. Now, this new series of co-hosted shows is with entrepreneur and businessman Damien Papworth, and we're going to be talking about a new way of doing business. And as Damien says, we want to change the world. But before I introduce you to Damien, here's what you need to know. Soulpreneurs all have a craft, a gift, that when they share, they make the world a better place. Damien's craft is business. It became obvious as he transitioned from corporate to business in the 2000s, and he quickly built and sold two businesses within the first couple of years. Now on his third business, another business he created from an idea born out of a sense of purpose, Damien found himself enjoying a business growing to 10 times the size of the second. Damien was really enjoying this and the flow of business, contributing to the community, his life in balance, and it was amazing. So this sparked an idea. After 20 years in the school of hard knocks of business wisdom and amplified success of seeing what works and what doesn't, Damien decided he wanted to share all of that knowledge and wisdom with others. Well, if you're like Damien and I and want to make the world a better place, the best that he can do is to support people like you, people with a gift, a passion, and a purpose. So if you're sitting in your purpose, wanting to change the world through grassroots service, but need some support working through the business side of things, then Damien's here to support you via the soul of business. So each week, Damien and I will be looking for the next 6 weeks to talk about what the soul of business and the essence of that idea was and is. So Damien's looking forward to sharing with you each week from real life business experiences. And I want to start today's show with one of Damien's favorite quotes. The plain fact is that the planet does not need more successful people. It does, but it desperately needs more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of every kind. From David Orr. Good morning, Damien, and welcome to the show. We're really delighted to have you with us today. I've been looking forward to this show series for so long. I can't believe it's quite here. So how are you, Damien?
I'm well, Tony. Good morning also. It's a little bit chilly here on the Gold Coast, but
it is.
Oh, it's fresh, so I feel alive. It's great.
It is. I woke up this morning to a lovely white covering of frost on the bottom fields of our paddocks. And I
Beautiful.
thought, oh, it's a bit cold this morning.
Yeah.
But let's get on with the show. Damien, you're a successful entrepreneur and business owner, but you started life in the corporate arena. What
I did.
helped you make that original jump from corporate to business?
So I think I think everything in life's a bit of a journey. And I had a journey in the corporate world after, I had a pretty standard entry into career, I think. High school, have to go to university. So I did university and I had to get a job, and I got a job. And the job was very entry level. But I made my way through, and pretty quickly in the early days of career, I found myself in a position in a senior management role in one of the departments of a big IT firm, CSC, Computer Science Corporation. So looking back, I think we all have gifts and, areas of genius that that are part of our natural makeups. And I think one of my areas of genius is to bring people on a journey, to influence them, paint a picture, and have them follow that journey. And just intuitively doing that back in the career days, in the corporate days, in that senior management role, I found that I had an amazing team around me, and everything was getting done. And everything was getting done really well. And that left nothing for me to do. So I just, and in, corporate world, senior management, you have to be there. So I'd get up in the morning, I'd get to the office, and I'd work for my 45 minutes to an hour, and there's nothing left for me to do, and everything was humming. And that was soul destroying.
Except for you.
Everyone else was
Great for the
working.
team.
Yeah, that's it. So what happens is, at the end of that 1 hour, when I'm just, which is basically checking boxes too, so it's not inspiring work, it's not creating work. I think there's a mindset or a sense of being with entrepreneurs that we need to be creating. When we're creating, we feel
Correct.
momentum, and the world is great. So when we're in a
Yes,
position that we're
agreed.
administering, there's no creation. And then we've got big gaps of time of nothing, we're doing nothing. It destroys your soul.
Absolutely.
So yeah, and one of the things I can really vividly remember was, I was doing a bit of kite surfing back then, and this was when kite surfing as a sport was very young. And I remember the office was in St Kilda Road, and I think we're about 6 or 7 floors up where my office was. And I just, at 2 p.m. every afternoon, the way the wind came across the Port Phillip Bay, I could see all the kites going up from my office. And I was like, well, I've got nothing to do, but I have to sit here and not enjoy that because I'm supposed to be here. And I just, what I found is, that sort of period of time of not being creating and not being actively, mind engaged, I'd get home at the end of the day, and there's no inspiration. It's just that sort of feeling of nothingness and lack of momentum and lack of inspiration bleeds into the rest of my life. So I had to make a change, and I tried to get into other parts of the business. Like I tried to do more account management, but account management in corporate means that you're making sales, which means, and I did that quite well. I was very intimate with my clients. I have good relationships with them, but then the sales teams weren't getting their commissions because I was making the sales. So it created political backlash. I was told to stop making sales, kind of thing, the corporate world. So, initiative was sort of squashed a little bit. And so basically what I started doing is working out, well, I've got this time, I need to be here, how can I use it productively? And I just started, back in, the early 2000, the dec early decade of 2000, I started playing with the internet, trying to see if I could craft something on the internet myself. And this is before Google was what it was today. It was, I think we had 7 or 8 search engines back then, so it was a completely different world. But yeah, so that's basically how I started transitioning to business.
We did more search engines, you forget, don't you?
Yeah, so I'm a sort of a dinosaur in this industry, I think, because I can remember that stuff.
No. And so, So what led, so you started in that creative area, and what came from that? That was your first foray into business, Damien?
Yeah, so what happened from there was I just was messing around, and what I tried to do, because I knew I needed change. So I was messing around, and at the end of one of the months, I think it was 2 months or 3 months in, all of a sudden with my messing around, there was an extra $20 in the bank account. And I was like, oh, something worked. And I was like, what worked? So I went back and worked out what worked, and I did it again. And then there was $40 in the bank account at the end of that month.
Yeah.
So I doubled it, and then I doubled it next month. And so just all of a sudden I had made $80 in a month. You know, annual terms, what's that? That's like $1,000 a year. So I quit. I quit my job. At that $80, I said, I'm leaving. But it's really cool because when I so I did resign, and I didn't do it in a nasty way, but I did it in a very clear way. And I just remember, there's a story I've heard recently, which is quite cool. And it was, I don't know if it might be based on fact. I'm not sure what the origins of it are, but it talks about a warlord who, I think it's a Viking sort of thing where the warlord, you know, he lands his ships on the beach. We're going to win this war. And just to prove it to you, he tortures all the ships so the guy, you know, his warriors can't go home. They have to win the war. And that's kind of what I did with my career. I said, this is it. You know, I've just earned $80 and I'm not going to go back to this career. So I left in a way. I got a new phone. I text all my dingos saying, hey, guys, I've retired. You can't get me on this phone number anymore. You have to do this new phone number. And I went from there, and that's how I stepped into business.
What a scary way, but what an inspirational way to step into business. So that first business continued to do well. And then what was the next sequence? There was a time and a place we've discussed where you had sold the first business, you're into the second business, and there was that terrible period of time where you faced bankruptcy and survived. Can you tell the audience about that, Damien?
Yeah, sure. So I think so the actual timelines of the business are a bit murky because the business, the first business ended up being the second one that I sold. But, you know, as we go into business, I had no idea how to do business. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about the rules of business or how to do marketing or anything like that. So I just, you know, it's a series of good luck or a series of thinking on my feet or a series of just, you know, resilience and I'm just got to make this work got me through some of those times. And and obviously the internet changed a lot too. Like back when I was when I started I was just advertising online and then in commission selling other people's products, and that worked quite well. And you know, to a certain time when the rules around search engines changed a lot and that became a lot more hard, a lot more challenging. But a lot of my friends in small business worked out that I was doing this stuff, and they asked me to help them because they realized that internet was going to become more important for their business. So I accidentally fell into a digital agency. And you know, I had my first client, Melissa Sangster, All Vehicle Accessories back then. Just an amazing woman. She actually was my very first client and the very last client I let go. She was the last person I said I have to move on. So, but she was an amazing support. She referred me to a lot of people, you know, taught me a lot about how business networks work just by, you know, being there. And obviously there was support coming the other way with all the online stuff. She was the first person that I shared new techniques with and understood new things with, search engines, that kind of stuff. So that was an amazing relationship, and I feel very blessed that Melissa was there along the way with me. But so I had a surfboard hire business. I moved up to the Gold Coast. That was back in Melbourne. Moved up to the Gold Coast and just used my skills. I recognised that, you know, a gap in the market here were that people who came here to surf could only rent their surfboards when the shops opened at 9 a.m. And then they could spend a lot of money for 2 hours and they've got to drop it off, leave it with the shop owners. And but the best surf's first thing in the morning. By the time you get to 9 o'clock on the Gold Coast, the wind kicked in and the surf's terrible. So I had three surfboards from Melbourne when I moved up here, and I just put together a quick website, rent it for your whole holidays. Here's a weekly rate, a 2 weekly rate, a monthly rate. And all of a sudden I had 36 surfboards in the bathroom, and that started to create issues at home. So I had to do something with that. But it was such a good feeling. It's a really, really good feeling business because everyone was happy. I was the guy who was giving them their surfboard for their holidays. And, it was really cool.
Yes.
I was never big, but it was a lot of fun. But I ended up selling it at the end as, the business interest kicked in and got busy. And we needed to use things that were in that bathroom too. So I had to make some decisions. But yes, I sold that one. And then Ocean Feather, which was my digital agency, we sold that. We were going down the path of selling that a bit later. And I bring it back to your original question around the bankruptcy. So this was the end of GFC too. So we went through the GFC, and that was a really tough time in the industry. It was a tough time for everyone. Other context around there too, Google was driving a lot of our industry back then. I mean, they're very monopolistic, obviously, with how they own the search engines pretty much. I mean, they've still got 80% of traffic or
They do.
90% of traffic, I think. So massive. But they were making very big changes to the way the search engine works, but they were also being very punitive. Like if people were doing advertising or search marketing in ways that they didn't like, they were punishing people. So they were deregistering websites from the search engine and things like that. So middle of GFC, it was quite traumatic for a lot of small businesses that all of a sudden, I mean, Google created this thing that worked in a certain way. And it worked that way. So they created the monster, but they said, we don't like people using it this way, but they created it. And then they'd say, well, because you used it in the way that we created, we're going to punish you because we don't like that. So it was really sort of a difficult time
Ooh.
for the whole industry, I think. And a lot of
Yeah.
small businesses too who fell into this sort of way of being punished by this big corporation.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, those things happen, and usually as a result of those sort of changes, the world's a better place. And I think in this case too, search became better and became more friendly, and in some respects, digital marketing became less spammy, and the industry cleaned up a little bit, so it was all fine in the end. Even though it was tough
Right.
times. So out of the GFC, I was approached. We weren't doing great in business; it was a struggle. The whole every like. Industry generally was
Damien,
struggling at that time.
that time was the GFC. Has COVID been a little bit similar as the GFC, or was the GFC just really bad on a lot of different levels
I
in
think,
business, I'm talking?
yeah, so I think there's similarities, but there's differences. I think, like
Yes.
with the GFC, it was a very definite economic thing, and there wasn't a
Yes.
quick bounce back. And it was difficult for everyone. And the problem with a thing like the GFC is that when something like that happens, money shrinks. So people are losing their
Yes.
houses, they've got no money. People lose money
Yeah.
with all their investments, so they've got no money. People lose their jobs and their businesses shrink. So there's a lot less money, which
Yeah.
means. And that cycles because then people have got less money to spend. So then other shops, other merchants and other business people, their businesses shrink, so they've got less money. But on the flip side of that, everyone knows what's going on. Everyone recognizes the process, and everyone tightens their budgets and at some level gets on with it. Now COVID's a little bit different for me in that on the two aspects of it is that we've had a shock, and it's been a big shock. And part of it, money shrinking because people lost their jobs and they shut down. But I mean, in Australia, obviously, I'm thinking about Australia through that lens. I know it's different in every other country, but the government here has put a lot of money into the economy, a
It
lot.
has.
So that's certainly propped it up. If people are still spending a lot here because there's a lot around. So we don't get that cyclical shrinking thing. But flip side of it too, when I said about GFC, everyone knows what's going on. No one knows what's going on. I mean, like there's so much uncertainty that it's and it's, there's other issues, socioeconomic issues, like there's a housing crisis, housing availability crisis, both in rentals and purchases here in Australia. And part of that's because of the government
Definitely.
stimulus. But no one knows what's going on. So there's a lot of uncertainty,
Yeah.
which cracks its own issues. So, you know, they're
Agreed.
similar but very different.
Yeah. Yeah. So back to that GFC time for you and the business and how difficult it was for you at that time. What was that like and what was born out of that time for you, Jamie?
Yeah, so I mean, going back to that brush with bankruptcy, I guess. So what happened with me is that we were coming out of the GFC, things were still tight. I learned a lot about managing stress and mindset and stuff like that. It was I had some terrible stories on how I was mismanaging stress back then. But what happened was I was approached by a couple of two gentlemen who were trying to consolidate the industry in Australia. And we had a chat and I liked their vision, and I, along with, there's about 13 other business owners who sold into this vision, sold their businesses. And as it turned out in retrospect, these two guys weren't good guys. They're actually not good guys at all. And within 4 months, all those 13 businesses were actually, so part of the business model was that I went along for Southeast Queensland, Northern New South Wales as a business development manager to keep the businesses going. My staff all went along into the new business, the bigger business, the consolidated business. And we had, you know, earnouts. We had to hit certain targets to make sure that we got the value for the sale. But these guys weren't good guys. They were, you know, if I look back, you know, there's misappropriation of funds. There's a whole bunch of stuff that went on. Basically, within four months of me, I was the last business that bought into that, that sold to that vision. And within 4 months of me selling, everything was gone. So, everything. So I can just remember, there's just one memory towards the end of that will never leave me. I just remember just having dinner, and I've got my three kids. I think my youngest then was just before one. And I was just looking into their eyes at dinner, and I'm like, 6 weeks, I can't feed you anymore. There's this one moment, I need to change something today. I've got 6 weeks and I can't feed you. And I just felt like a fraud. It was literally, I got one job.
Horrible feeling.
I've got one job to put food on your plate and I can't do it. I've got 6 weeks.
And I can't do it. Yeah.
And when I hit that moment, I still feel the emotional triggers to that moment. But when I hit that point, everything lifted. Like just all the stress, all the pressure lifted. And I just went back to making it work. I made it work.
Yeah.
It was like another one of those.
There is a good
ship that went behind me.
I know. I've experienced that too. That when you get to that point, that is so low that there's nowhere else to go. It's just like it's that surrender moment that often happens in business, where you surrender and go, right, this has to work. I'm going to make it work. What am I going to do to make it work? And in your story, Damien, something very good was born and created out of that time. Can you tell the audience what happened next?
It's I think when I look at that time, I think the biggest thing that I was being tested with was resilience. You know, how much did I want this? How much did I want my independence?
Yes.
How much do I want? Just to throw another spanner in the works at that time, my best mate died. So in those weeks around there, my best mate died from bowel cancer too. So that was all mixed up there too. So, that was difficult. So, but what basically happened is, I mean, some of the dynamics around there is, you know, I had a mortgage, it was $2,000 a month, and I was trying to see.
So interest rates were not friendly back then. Let's remind people how unfriendly
home loan rates
were back then.
They're a lot easier today. But I can remember that it had been 8 weeks since I'd been paid, because one of the things when this business fell apart is the rhetoric we're getting is, I'll keep working, we'll sort it out, we'll sort it out. But people haven't been paid for 2 months. So I've missed two months of salary. I looked at my credit card and I had a 15,000 limit, I think, on it. And
yeah,
I had spent 13,800 of it. I had this 2,000 mortgage coming up. There was nothing in the bank account. I had shareholders that needed the business to work, who were part of my business, who needed to get value from the sale, and we didn't get any value from the sale in the end. Yes. I had clients who were basically getting ripped off because the clients that sold into the new business weren't getting serviced anymore. I had employees who hadn't been paid for 2 months. And then I looked into my kids' eyes and recognized that I had no food for them in 6 weeks. So, you know, that's a sort of the with Dan passing too, that was in the background. And so what I did, yeah, this is what I did. I took a step back and what have I got? I took a step back and try to work out what I had. And what I had was my reputation. And what I had was amazing relationships with the clients that I built into the business.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of non-competes in my contracts too, and I just disregarded those. I thought, well, you know what, there's nothing for them to take anyway now. So,
well, you got, yeah.
And there was so many breaches in contracts from the other side that it was irrelevant anyway. So basically what I did is I just got on the phone and I called every single one of my clients from that time, and there was 70, humbly and, you know, openly just shared them what happened, and I had a roadmap for them to get out of the mess. So I just wanted to make sure they were all looked after, got them out of the mess.
Yeah.
I held on to 10 out of those 70 clients who I continue to serve. And that's how I mean, cash flow wise, you know, I just started making it work from that. What I realized at the same time was there was 12 other business owners who were caught up in the mess also, who had nowhere to go, and there were marriages that split up over it. There was a bankruptcy or two. But what I did is I engaged my old team for my old business. I said, let's put something together to help everyone out of this mess. And we put a quick wholesale model together. You know, a lot of gratitude from the people we shared that with. And all of a sudden the guys that we shared that with said, hey, Damien, what you've got here is actually pretty good. This is creating... You know, this is a model that's working better than what we had. Can you actually try to make it a bit more formal for us? These are some, and also I was getting this feedback that this thing that we had is actually special. I talked to the manager of the business that I engaged, who's in Pakistan, about, well, this is the feedback we're getting. Why don't we make it more formal? And you know, this is the journey that I see us going on. This is the vision that I have. And it all comes back to the one thing of how can we be of service? How can we be of service to this industry? And we've basically gone down this path of let's serve the industry, let's focus there. And every time we get feedback, how do we make the model better?
Better.
And that's the story of Globatel.
Yes. Now, Globatel is Damien's number one business, and, of course, this series of shows is about the soul of business. And the reason why we want to talk about the soul of business is because we want to showcase all the things that Damien's learned that have gone into the creation of soul of business. But Globatel is the one that's given you the freedom to start working on something you're really passionate about. I'd really like to start talking about the story around the concept of the soul of business, where it come from, and flute playing.
All right. One thing about Globatel too that I realised when it came together is basically nothing's ever wasted in life. Like every single bit of business wisdom that I'd learned up to that stage went into Globatel. I was pulling stuff from my old career. I was pulling stuff from when I had a part-time casual job at McDonald's as a teenager. It all went into Globatel, which was really cool. And I just realised
that's the thing about a business journey. It it builds on all the things that you learn, the good and the bad, and it keeps building on it. And it's a wonderful journey if you're in business, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's as long as you can always step back and say, what did I learn? So COVID obviously hit last year, and I've been learning flute before COVID for about a year.
I think is pretty cool, by the way.
I know. When I told Tony, she had happy feet, like, and all her feet started tapping like that cartoon. It was very funny. Pulling that together, so basically the mind, body, spirit industry, I've always found fascinating. I've got a lot of friends in the industry.
Yeah.
But what I found over the years is that I've always ended up mentoring people who are trying to make something of what they're doing and they can't figure out the business bits. And, you know, a couple of my friends, yeah. Soraya and Maddie down in, just out of Byron Bay, who they do the crystal singing bowls, and, you know, they're a couple that I've helped in that sort of mentoring regard. Just informally, you know, there's an exchange of, you know, service, so they'll help me with relaxation, meditation, that kind of stuff. And Soraya was always that, you're going to make this formal. This is, you know, you're helping us so much kind of stuff. And I remember 3 years ago I registered domains, business names, Marketing Spirit Guide, and I did nothing with it. Right. That was going to be a business. So I'm learning flute. I have the most amazing instructor. She's so inspiring. Her name's Ariana. She's out in Bosnia. Yeah. So we do it all by basically Zoom meetings. And everyone should go check her out. It's Ariana Flute on Instagram and on YouTube. She's got quite a large following. But she's brilliant. You know, around August last year, when COVID hit, you know, I did a lot of work to keep our clients going, keep our industry going. Obviously, big shock at the start, but after the big shock at the start, things started falling into place. And a lot of the strategic stuff, a lot of the leadership stuff that I was doing at Globatel got really hard. So once again, I started finding myself with a lot of time on my hands. It was all put things in place, inspire everyone to follow me on this journey, and then sit back, or otherwise I'm tripping up people. So I had a little bit of time on my hands. And as I had a little bit of time on my hands, Ariana and I started talking about what would happen if we looked at doing a business together. I remember saying to her, you know, I've got a bit of time on my hands and I've just been thinking what to do next. And if there's one person in the world I love to go into business with, it would be you. So that was a conversation we had in August. And, you know, we started talking a little bit about that. And what I saw was, and I try not to speak out of turn, putting words into Ariana's mouth, but what I sort of felt was different time zones, but there was this growing feeling of inspiration and momentum as we started chatting. You know, and most of it's WhatsApp messages, that kind of stuff, but there'll be a message and she'd send a message and then it'll pick me up and I'm like, wow, that's cool. And I'll send a message back and she'd seem to lift. And, you know, we talk about this and there's just this growing cycle of momentum of that you just can't help but get carried away by.
Yes.
And, you know, as this happened, I got all these domain name renewals and business name renewals for Marketing Spirit Guide at the same time. And I was like, I'm getting a nudge here. Everything, the universe is talking to me. So what I, you know, as the months progressed after that, basically I looked back on the feelings that were and the, you know, the momentum and the inspiration that was coming out of those early conversations with Ariana and, you know, what does it actually represent? Linking it together with Marketing Spirit Guide and the, you know, how Soraya and Maddie were pushing me to put more formally the course together. And what I think what it represented for me was there are people in the world who, which seem to come together in industries like music, like the arts, like,
the healing industries.
The healing industries, absolutely. And these people are so absorbed in their craft that being part of that is just amazing. Like just being part of that is amazing.
They're so.
So I thought, well, that's kind of why I probably keep getting drawn to this industry. And maybe it's time that I started drawing them to me so I could have that feeling every day and be part of that. And, you know, and I also recognize that my gift isn't to go out and to do Reiki or to do, you know, energy healing. That's not my gift. That's not who I am. But maybe I can sit in the background and help these guys a lot, help them share their gifts. So that's where the solo business came from.
And I love the name, the Soul of Businesses. Having spent time with Damien now, the Soul of Business is all the business stuff plus the soul of what makes the healers, artists, storytellers of the world very special people. Damien and I are completely aligned in that idea that it's those people and empowering those people to do what they do at the highest level that they can operate that will change the world. I absolutely believe that there is a space coming where we will do business in a better way. And as Damien says, for some of those healers, business feels transactional and heartless. And I know, Damien, you wanted to make it not so heartless and transactional so that they too enjoyed that process of business while still delivering their amazing gifts to the world. And we're talking about people that do wonderful things. Damien, if you go back to that lunch meeting that we had with some of the team from the Soul of Business community, and one of the girls in that group does amazing things around crystals and healing and energy and craft and jewelry. Just amazing stuff. Yeah. And she deserves to be as successful as what we might see traditional big business is. And that's what sits behind the Soul of Business, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. So going back to that David Orr quote, you know, the world doesn't need more successful people. Now, this is a thing for me. It's because, you know, I want to change the world too. You know, and I've got this thing in this fire in my belly at the moment that, you know, I probably can get away with not doing anything else in my life. The books have been balanced for me. You know, I don't feel I have anything left to prove, but I've got this burning fire in my belly that I need to be more now. I need to make change. I need to impact more people. It's now time to make the world a better place for me.
Absolutely.
And I go back for that and I can't shake it. It's like it's there and it's like it's burning. And you know, I'm sleeping 6 hours a night at the moment, but I've got more energy than I've ever had in my life. But yeah, going back to that quote, you know, what's success in today's world? And what success does in today's world is it attracts resources and it attracts influence. Resources and so it attracts money, it attracts properties, it attracts all this stuff that then you can use in the world and influence because people follow success and people follow successful brands and that kind of stuff. So, you know, going back to that quote, I'm like, I don't think the quote's quite right because what the world needs is, you know, the healers, the storytellers, the musicians, the lovers of all kind. The world needs those people to be successful in terms of what success is today. So those people are the ones that are drawing resources to them. Those people are the ones that are drawing influence to them. Because when we get to that, that's how the world changes. Mm. And I think that's what my role is now, is to help make that happen, help facilitate that.
Yeah, this is what is so exciting about the opportunity to work with Damien and talk about the Soul of Business is I absolutely believe that the world needs to be a better place for Damien's children, for my grandchildren, and that means doing business and creating success in a different way. And just for the listeners too, when we get on to talk about the elements of what Soul of Business is, behind that sits some amazing training. And so in preparation for doing these series of shows together, Damien has graciously allowed me to follow on that course of training. And I have to say, I've done lots of business education, I've done lots of marketing education, I've done lots of social media education, but the stuff that you learn about in Damien's Soul of Business course will take you and your understanding to the next level. And I think that that's the way that we should be going, which is why I'm so passionate about having Damien on this show, doing this series of shows and talking about the Soul of Business. So, Damien, can you quickly just talk about the elements of the Soul of Business and a little bit about your greater vision? And then we'll get on to talking about what we're going to talk about in the coming weeks.
Yeah, cool. So the elements of the Soul of Business. So I guess without going too much detail about the course, the elements of the Soul of Business are there's two parts of it. So one is business training. And the other is community. And so we've got business training, which is trying to explain the business training tries to do two things. One is sound business fundamentals. And I've started with seeker level training. So I've started with what I call a seeker level of training, which is just putting foundations in place so your business doesn't break. But also a super, super important part of it is putting the foundations of business in place in a way that will have you so connected with your business that it never feels transactional, it never feels unaligned. It just feels like a beautiful extension to your craft. You know, what business actually is a bridge for you to reach the people that you need to reach so you can serve them. And that's all it becomes. It's just that bridge so people can get to you. And then the community side of it's really important too. Because I think business can be really lonely. It can be a long, lonely path. And that's one of the things that I learned. I remember having a lunch with two mates of mine, Daniel Glynn and Craig Billett, at the end of the GFC. Yeah. And we just shared these most horrific, horrifying stories that we experienced parallel to each other during the GFC. While we were all mates and we didn't share what we're going through with any of us. We only shared once we got through it. It's like we had such lessons we could share and we could have worked it out so much easier if we had have shared. So that's what the community is about. It's about walking the journey together.
Yeah. Damien, do you think that that's part and parcel of traditional business is you just don't tell people how bad it is and how tough it is for fear of failure? Do you think that's something that runs through a lot of traditional businesses, and that for those people that work in the healing and restorative trades, you know, masseuses, energy healers, they are more inclined to talk and therefore need that support?
I don't necessarily think it's traditional versus alternative business or crafts. It's more of a leadership thing. I think leaders don't share because they lead. You know, we're leading clients. So we're leading clients through their journey of healing or their journey of education or their journey of whatever. And if we show that we haven't got our stuff together, will that impact the way our clients see us? You know, we lead staff. You know, we have to lead staff. And if we show them that things aren't great, will they go look for another job? You know, as a leader, it's quite hard to lead in a way that's also vulnerable, and you know that's something that I've had to work on and has had to be vulnerable in leadership.
Well, I was going to say, but you've done it, Damien. You're a vulnerable leader, so it can be done, and it's such a better way to lead and live life, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you know one of the first things I said is part of my genius is taking people on a journey, and it's hard to take people on a journey if you're not vulnerable. So I think that's I've gradually brought that into my leadership style, but it's not a natural thing for a leader
absolutely
to be vulnerable.
So let's talk quickly about the way that Soul of Business is set up.
It's very new, obviously.
And exciting.
Very exciting. So, but what I want to see is There's what I see a lot of people in this industry, in the wellness industry particularly, is, we're doing massage and the business is about doing the massage work, hands on bodies, relieving pain, that kind of thing. I want to see is everyone who's having impact in the world through their craft to leave something behind when they're finished. So the world, these businesses are so important, these people are so important. But something has to survive them. Like at some point, we're all going to retire. At some point, we're all going to die. I'd like to see as many of the businesses that are in authentic service to their tribes, as many of these businesses to continue to serve once the founder or the inspirer has moved on.
Yes.
And so I call that legacy. So the long-term plan for the solar business is we start with being seekers. We're seeking this business journey and we learn the fundamentals of business. And I'd like to align that with with the color red and our root chakra. I'd like to take people through a journey of seven levels of business attainment. So we go through seeker, then the next one's initiate, then the next one's pathfinder, then we've got adept, master, enlightened master. So I've got them all. I don't know if that's seven of them.
I'm gonna say, audience, this is a brand new business for Damien. So as we've been talking in the short time that we've been setting up these shows, every time I talk to Damien, there's a new level in the soul of business that will take people from right basic level right up to real life-changing, impactful success.
Yeah.
And that's what sits behind what you do, Jamie, and is that these wonderful healers storytellers and artists, they deserve that same success, and it can be achieved, and this is how you do it. Come on a journey with me through the soul of business and we will take you there. And because it's so new, we're starting with the seeker level, so the fundamentals, and get those fundamentals in place through the education that the soul of business delivers. Have a community that is starting to be built around you for that support, because let's face it, a lot of these businesses are just soulpreneurs, and I mean soul, S-O-L-E, and S-O-U-L, preneurs. And it's really important that they achieve success, not only for themselves, but for the impact that they can bring the world. It's really important. We want a better world for our children and grandchildren. And by delivering success to those people, we do that, don't we, Damien?
100%. And I think one of the important things too with this is, like, there's 21 or 23 clients doing the seeker in our community already, doing the seeker training, and they're all different sizes of business. Some of them are full time. There's a couple who is, multi six figure. But the fundamentals are important, because what happens when we don't get the fundamentals right? And this is what happens with the wellness industry. This is what happens with the arts. What happens, we start doing business and all of a sudden we find ourselves doing invoicing and chasing debts, chasing outstanding payments and doing administration, and we have to do marketing and we're forced to do this social media stuff. And, the amount of time we spend in craft, we started craft like way out here, you can't even see my hands, but then all of a sudden we find that we're doing all this horrible business stuff that doesn't align with us at all, that we don't enjoy. And this is all we're doing with our craft, and we're exhausted, and we only get to the crafty bit at the end of the day. So we lose hope.
Which is your passion.
We lose the passion and we lose the inspiration. And so what do? We just quit and we do our passion then as a hobby, because that's where we used to get joy out of it. We don't give, what a tragedy. We don't give the world what our gifts are. So the fundamentals are about, the fundamentals for the seeker aren't all about let's make money. A lot of it's about how do we stay in flow? How do we stay in our zone where, we start at the end of the day. We start at the start of the day. We've been doing this thing all day. I forgot to eat because I'm just so absorbed in what I'm doing. It feels like half an hour, but it's been 8 hours. And my energy level is higher than what it was at the start because I'm just so absorbed by this beautiful thing that I'm gifting to the world. So how do we stay there for as long as we can? And that's what getting the fundamentals in place are about.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said, guys, I'm doing this course as well as we're doing these shows, and I'm blown away by what I'm learning and the processes that Damien's put in place. The tools that the training gives are really good. It's really good stuff, and it's always explained in a way that's so easy to understand. And I'm wishing that I had something like that when I started business, so that I could spend most of my time in that flow state, or that state where your genius is, or that state where you feel alive and empowered and aligned, versus, oh my God, I've got to do the invoicing, or oh my God, I've learnt. And that seeker training, it actually takes those bits that you don't quite like, but puts them in a way that you go, oh, okay, that the reason I have to do that is so that I can do this all of the time. That's the beauty of the Soul of Business Seeker Training. I'm really excited to see the next levels, because I'm always thinking ahead and seeing the bigger plan. And I know Damien's bigger vision for the Soul of Business, and it's exciting. I want to share you. I want to share Damien with the world. I want to share the Soul of Business with the world, because this will change the way, particularly the first segment of training. This will change the way that small business owners and solopreneurs think about their business, and it will in rejuvenate the way that they think, and the way that they do business, and the way that they it can feel less transactional and less heartless and more aligned with their passion and purpose. It's great stuff, audience. Damien, sorry, you go.
So I think one of the most common feedback I've had so far, I had it yesterday. I had a quick touch base with one of the guys yesterday, and she said what everyone's been saying. So I don't know what it is, but since starting this, things have just started falling into place. It's amazing. And it's
I
not,
have to agree.
I don't think it's me. I think what I've done is one, I'm giving a lot, there's a lot of confidence challenges in the wellness industry too. There's a lot of imposter syndrome, as we call it. But I'm giving people permission to be themselves. But I'm also, I think the most important thing is having that craft business alignment when they come together, because when they come together, we feel good
Absolutely.
about everything. And when we feel good, that's how law of attraction works. We're sitting in this energy,
Yes.
and there's no
Yes.
negativity. It's all positive. It's all inspirational, and it's all I'm giving the world what's sitting in here. And so,
Yeah.
law of attraction, it just starts coming in. So the guys that I'm working with, it's just amazing. Like everyone's having this drawing this amazing
Amazing. I was just
stuff.
going to say, I and just for clarity, audience, again, since I started working with Damien, and he gifted me the ability to partake in the training, I've seen amazing things happen in and around not only my life, but my business. So that's in 6 or 8 weeks or thereabouts, massive changes in the way that I've been doing my business, the way that I've been showing up, and I just can't tell you how good this stuff is. Damien, can you tell the audience how they can jump on and have a look at the Soul of Business Seeker training?
Yeah, cool. So there's two ways we can do it. If you're a person who would like to just do it self-paced, you can just go to the website, thesoulofbusiness.academy. You'll provide the links, Tony.
Yes,
Yeah, cool.
the links will be live in the chat, but also jump on a radiotony.com, find my co-host, and Damien's links will all be there as well.
Yeah,
So it's
cool.
the soul
So
of business dot academy.
.academy. And the other ways, I know some of us prefer to work in like a capsule of a smaller community. And so I'm offering like a mentorship, a group mentorship, which is the same URL. I think it's backslash mentorship at the end of it, of the URL. So it's solidbusiness.academy/mentorship. And what I want to do is, maybe next month, get 20 or 30 of our tribe, 20 or 30 people, solopreneurs together to go through the training together. So that would be the same thing, the training. which is 18 weeks. Join us in a community, and once a week we'll get together and we'll go through the training. We won't do the training together. That's still delivered online, but we'll spend half an hour together as a community, bouncing ideas around, making sure you understood what's going on. If you want accountability, we can organise accountability. If you want to, you know, maybe there's opportunities to partner with people to do different things.
Yeah, and keep, just, yes.
Yeah, facilitate all that. So there's two different options. Obviously, I'll need to put a mentorship, a group mentorship together. We need enough numbers to make the group worthwhile. That's it.
So you want 20 people, Damien? 20 or 30 people to do that? Yeah.
20 to 30 people would be nice. It'd be a nice community.
Fantastic. So the next series of so this is a series of shows. So we'll be back next week with another 5 shows. Damien, what are we going to talk about next week?
So next week, I think one of the most important things that I've found is connection that goes from us connecting to our craft and understanding how that works. Us connecting to our clients properly and how that works, and us connecting the craft to the business. So I think next week we should talk about how that works, how that doesn't work, because that's what usually puts us off track with business. You know, that's when there's separation between the craft and business, that's when we lose faith and go back to working at Woolworths or something like that. So that's one of the most important pieces, is to feel that connection. So no matter what we're doing, we feel in flow. So that's what I'd like to talk about next week.
Fantastic. So everyone, make sure you jump on to the soulofbusiness.academy. Damien and I will be back next week, same time, same channel. We'll be talking about connection in terms of the soul of business. And I encourage you once again, jump on and have a look at the training, particularly if you're looking for support and fundamentals for anyone who is a soulpreneur, healers, artists, storytellers, authors, anyone that is kind of working solo but wanting to align their passion and purpose with the business and the acts and transactions of business. Damien, thank you so much for being live on Radio Tony, the Soul of Business today. I can't wait till our show next week. Audience, don't forget, jump on to the soulofbusiness.academy. Have a look what Damien set up. It's fantastic. And we will be back next week with more The Soul of Business, and we'll be talking about connection. Thank you so much, Damien.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
And that's your lot for this week. We'll see you all next week. Bye for now.